Donald Trump has doubled down on his praise for Scott Morrison as the PM's visit to the US continues, with the two leaders opening the Pratt family's new recycling factory in Ohio.
Scott's a very strong man, a very good man, and I think he's somebody that's respected very much in your country, and he had the kind of election that I had, so we have something in common.
That's the US President Donald Trump speaking there with Sky News over the weekend. Michelle Grattan is in our Parliament House studio. Good morning to you.
Hi, Hamish.
The optics of the weekend in Washington all seem pretty positive for the Prime Minister. How do you think this trip is going to be viewed here at home?
I think in general the public would be pleased to see Australia feted as it is being, although on the other hand surveys show that Donald Trump is not very popular in Australia. But in the short term, I think it is all good for Scott Morrison. We have to realise, however, that basically in the longer term, people make their judgments about politicians and governments on more domestic issues, not how they look on the foreign stage. It's just one factor, but not the most important. And of course, if there were requests for greater Australian involvement in the Middle East or some other request from the United States in the longer term, then that feeds into judgments as well.
Obviously, the president described Morrison as a man of titanium. All the reporting suggests there's a clear rapport between the two men. What do you see there? Because Phil Khoury, when we spoke to him earlier, said that it did seem up close, quite palpable.
I think there are multiple factors. Scott Morrison's a conservative. He's a winner, as Donald Trump emphasises, so that he sees something in common there. Australia has been quite praiseworthy of the United States and Trump. Other leaders around the world have been rather more brutal and difficult. Australia has, or America has, a trade surplus with Australia, and that's fairly unusual for the United States. And also, we've been a close and fairly unquestioning ally. We've contributed to the Middle East force to look after the sea lanes. And also, finally, we're spending nearly 2% next year of GDP on defence. And of course, President Trump has been saying that allies should pull their weight more on defence spending. So from President Trump's point of view, what's not to like there?
What about the Chinese point of view? How do you think Beijing would react to this very overt show?
Probably not very well. And I thought it was quite interesting over the weekend that when Scott Morrison was pressed on whether he'd go to China in the next year, he said quite bluntly, well, you've got to be invited before you can go. And I thought that sort of summarised the fact that the Australia-China relationship at the moment is not in great shape, not particularly because of faults on Australia's part, but for a combination of reasons, and there's not any easy way to improve it.
Michelle Grattan, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Hamish.
Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.